have the wind and solar industries turned activists into a lobbying arm for those particular sectors of capitalism. There has been a coup among the environmental movement over the last 20 years, as 25 years, as it has moved from being about protecting wild places and wild beings into attempting to sustain this unsustainable culture. And part of that has been happening through the solar, the so-called climate change movement has been really central to that. And it's an absolutely extraordinary accomplishment that you can get 100,000 people marching in the streets of Paris or in New York. And if you ask these people why they're marching, they will say to you, "We want to save the planet." And if you ask them what their demands are that they want subsidies for solar and wind. And that is an extraordinary accomplishment. Can you think of any movements for social justice or sanity ever that have been turned into unpaid, dedicated, fanatical lobbyists for an industry? Can you imagine in the 1960s with anti-war demonstrations, can you imagine with them saying, "So what do you want?" And for them saying, "Well, we want for there to be subsidies for, you know, XYZ industry." Or can you imagine the abolition movement saying, "Well, gosh, how do you want to stop? What do you want? We want to stop slavery. How do you want to do it? Well, we want to give lots of money to the shipping industry." It's extraordinary that they have been able to capture that energy and turn it toward what the capitalists want anyway. The capitalists know that peak oil has been reached, and there needs to be other forms of energy to continue to fuel this culture and this omnicidal culture that is killing the planet. And they're not stupid. They recognize that the price of extracting oil has gone up at one point, and the energy return on investment has gone up. And they've also recognized that you can't, that within a capitalist system, there is no such thing as a free market. What there are giant subsidies for every industry. And there are battles between the various industries as to who gets those subsidies. And what the climate change movement has been turned into is a giant effort to hand as much money as possible to the industries that are doing industrial solar and wind. And this, there are many reasons this can't really help the planet. One of them is that I'm with Ozzie Zehner, who talks about how you shouldn't really call solar and wind renewable energy. What you should call them is alternative fossil fuel energy, because it takes a fossil fuel industry in order to have the energy to mine, manufacture, transport all of these tremendously destructive pieces of equipment. And they also need to recognize that mining for, you know, the land doesn't really care whether industrial humans are mining for tar sands or whether they are mining for rare earths to make these materials. The bottom line is the land is being destroyed. And the bottom line is that this energy is being used to fuel the industrial economy. There was an essay a few years ago, or not an essay, but an article in the paper about how it's a great dilemma, destroying the desert to save the earth. And it was about a huge solar industrial energy plant being put in the desert, and it was tremendously harming the desert there. Birds who fly by catch on fire because it's so hot. It, of course, harmed desert tortoises. It, of course, harmed the entire desert. And it wasn't actually saving the world. It was providing industrial electricity, which is not the same thing as saving the world. And that is a, we have been taught through repetition that providing industrial electricity is, quote, saving the world, which is complete nonsense. Frogs don't need industrial electricity. In fact, humans don't need industrial electricity. What needs industrial electricity are brick kilns and industrial agriculture and industry in general. And another reason that this whole thing is absurd is that is something called Jevons paradox. So many of the people who promote these technologies act as though they are completely unaware of something called Jevons paradox. And Jevons was, I believe, an economist back, I believe, in the 1840s, who recognized that if you decrease the cost of coal mining, that this did not actually lead to people simply saving money. What it led to instead was an increased consumption. And this has been true. Every time you bring a new energy source online, this doesn't mean that people's energy bills go down. What this means is that increased consumption takes place. So it's not true that that bringing solar online is actually going to replace coal or oil. What it means is that people will consume more and industries will consume more. I just was reading the other day that with the legalization of marijuana, that indoor marijuana grows all across the West now are taking up basically as much energy as server farms. And I have to say that both industrial indoor marijuana grows and server farms did not exist 40 years ago, nor did retractable stadium roofs. Energy consumption is continuing to go up. That's not the question here. What's happening is that they're simply providing more sources. And the question always for me, it all becomes very simple when you do one thing, which is when you transfer your loyalty away from the industrial system and toward life on this planet. And when you start asking, does an additional industrial solar factory in the Mojave Desert, does that actually help desert tortoises? And the answer is no. And does that help sharks? And the answer is no. Does it help ponderosa pine trees? The answer is no. What does it help? It helps industry. And so once again, to take this back to the original question, it is an absolutely extraordinary coup that an industry has been able to mobilize hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, to act as lobbyists to serve its interests. When once again, they recognize that the days of oil and coal are numbered. There's still plenty of coal. And in fact, that's another thing that just pisses me off is that people will say the age of coal is over in the United States because coal energy produced by coal has gone down in the United States. But actually, coal extraction has gone up and the United States is now exporting it to China. So the age of coal is not over. It's just that in a globalized economy, it's easier for them to sell it to China. And there is, I believe, one new coal-fired plant coming on every week in China. And that much of that is powered with U.S. coal. And, of course, they also get coal from India. They get coal from all over. But my point is, what the world needs is not for solar-powered snowmobiles and solar-powered factories. What the world needs is less snowmobiles, less factories. It needs less of everything. And with Jevons paradox, that will not happen with increases of solar. And it's not what's happening now. And part of the problem is that this wastes time we don't have, and it lies to a tremendous number of very dedicated, very idealistic young people who deserve better than to be turned into lobbyists for a sector of the economy. What these young people should be lobbying for is for an end to the primary destruction. And it's not happening. They're being led astray.